You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
An aircraft component supplier in Austria is victimized by cyber fraud. NATO looks to its ISIS counter-messaging and acknowledges it's got some work to do. A trusted partner betrays its trust. NSA stakes out a pro-encryption position, and AT&T declares neutrality in the crypto wars. We get an object lesson in how not to patch a backdoor. A hint, Batman's not inherently more secure than Black Widow. And finally, what in the world's going on with Find My iPhone apps in Atlanta? I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Friday, January 22, 2016. Most cyber attacks on aerospace targets have aimed at intellectual property theft. Not so in one disclosed this week. This time, it's direct theft of money. Austria's FACCAG, an aircraft parts manufacturer that supplies both Boeing and Airbus, reports losing $54 million to cyber criminals. FACC says its accounting department was apparently targeted, that its system security wasn't compromised, and that the loss involved an outflow of liquid funds. Observers read this as signaling the likelihood that the company was the victim of a socially engineered fraudulent wire transfer. A criminal investigation is in progress. The most recent wave of cyber attacks against Ukrainian power distribution systems seems unconnected with December's rolling blackouts. The current attempts aren't accompanied by black energy malware, and observers are less quick to point to the Russian government as the likely culprit. But the Russian government remains the prime suspect in both the December hacks and this past week's incident at Kiev's Boryspil International Airport. Tech support scams are depressingly familiar, but they're usually not executed by authorized resellers of the companies whose tech support is being spoofed. That, however, appears to have happened this week, as Malwarebytes uncovered the actors behind a Symantec-themed scam. Investigation of a scam alert identified Silurian Tech Support, an authorized Symantec partner, as the outfit pushing its services through bogus scare messages and interactions that even included the notorious, "Let our technician take control of your machine, come on." Malwarebytes promptly reported their findings to a horrified Symantec, which swiftly moved to end its relationship with Silurian. As reported by CRN, Symantec has said, quote, "While we can't say conclusively who was behind this particular scam, we can confirm that this particular site has been taken down and that we are also in the process of terminating our partner agreement with Silurian. After identifying any abuse of the Norton or Symantec brand, we pursue our rights and defend our intellectual property, and where necessary, we'll work with law enforcement." End quote. U.S. voter databases are still circulating on the dark web. The data they include strongly suggests they were stolen from campaign consulting firms. On the policy and legislative fronts, it seems likely that the U.S.-EU safe harbor arrangements will expire before a new agreement can be worked out. Companies doing transatlantic business are looking closely at how expiration will affect compliance and risk management. NATO leaders, notably U.S. Defense Secretary Carter, say they're working harder at counter-ISIS information operations, but also acknowledge that they're playing catch-up in the war for the hearts and minds of the disaffected. And the crypto wars continue. U.S. NSA Director Rogers says encryption is here to stay, and appears to stake out a position in contrast to that of crypto-skeptical FBI Director Comey. Director Comey, of course, has been advocating a search for a technical fix that would enable decryption on demand or some equivalent aid to criminal and security investigation. From the industry side, AT&T declines to join Apple and others in opposing any government attempt to limit or weaken encryption. "It's not industry's call," says AT&T CEO Stevenson. In crime and punishment, Igor Dubovoy pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a U.S. federal court. Dubovoy was implicated in an insider stock trading scheme that depended on hacking corporate networks to obtain early copies of press releases. Prosecutors say the illicit trades netted some $100 million. For reasons no one can explain, an Atlanta couple is having to deal with irate people showing up at their doorstep to demand their lost iPhones back. Find My iPhone apps are steering people to an utterly innocent address. Sometimes the phone owners bring the cops with them. The couple says that a polite explanation usually works, but not always. Anyone have any ideas? In industry news, analysts look at FireEye's prospects and wonder how it will weather challenges from rival Palo Alto, especially given Palo Alto's recent collaboration with Proofpoint. And finally, the story of a backdoor in AMX Harman's NX1200, a programmable device used to control audiovisual and building systems, offers an instructive cautionary tale concerning patches. SEC Consult found the backdoor, which includes packet-sniffing functionality, last March. They disclosed it to AMX Harman, which pushed out a fix. That fix, however, seems to have amounted to nothing more than changing the backdoor's password. And going from Black Widow to I Am Batman really didn't represent a security upgrade. After all, few would regard DC as inherently more secure than Marvel, or are we missing something?
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Joining me is John Petrick, editor of the CyberWire. John, what is going on in the market?
We're seeing generally long-term a lot of investor interest in the cybersecurity sector. We've seen in the last couple of weeks some corrections downward. And that, of course, is to be expected when you've got a dynamic sector like cybersecurity, when you've got one that's highly speculative and one that's populated with a lot of story stocks.
Yeah, let's clarify that. For our listeners, what exactly is a story stock?
A story stock. A story stock is a stock whose value reflects future potential as opposed to assets and income. So you invest in a story stock fundamentally because you buy the story. You like the story it tells about the prospects of big future returns on investment. Now, that doesn't mean that investors in story stocks are suckers, that they're often very savvy investors and they look for a good story. And if the story is compelling enough, it may well bear itself out in the future. Right now in our sector, FireEye is a good example of a story stock.
So you're betting on the notion that the story is going to have a happy ending.
That's right.
How about unicorns?
A unicorn is a startup that's valued at $1 billion or more. And this is mostly a U.S. term. For example, there's a tradition in Canada of calling stocks like that narwhals. But it's unicorn is spread throughout the investing world, too. So if you have a startup that's valued at more than a billion, you've got a unicorn.
And why unicorn?
Think about unicorns. They're rare. They're desirable. They're benign. They're nice. Everybody likes unicorns.
A little bit magical, perhaps?
A little bit magical. And right now, we've got unicorns in our sector, and Tanium, and as of the stories out today, Forescout has attracted enough venture interest that it's joined the ranks of the unicorn.
So what are analysts forecasting for 2016?
Again, they're looking at generally an optimistic outlook for cybersecurity stocks, and they're also looking for more mergers and acquisitions.
All right, John Petrick, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.